The bedrock of any successful college football program is recruiting. And the West Virginia Mountaineers, who are having a not so successful season on the field this year, took a hit now to potentially the future of this program. Neil Brown took a hit to potentially his future of this program as the Mountaineers lose a big time recruit, a big time wide receiver, tweeting out he is decommitting from WVU effective immediately and opening things up to his future and future opportunities. And we are going to discuss all of that and what this now means to the future of Neil Brown and West Virginia, why maybe this has occurred, and if this connects at all to what's going on the field for West Virginia, which is not exactly what anybody would want, as that climb right now is in a little bit of doubt. We'll see where that heads. This is Mic Drop here on Pittsburgh Sports Live and WV Sports Now. I am Mike Oste, and I'm going to be joined by Carl Ludwig of WV Sports Now to discuss the reaction to this news and maybe where this program does go from here. Carl, certainly one of our football analysts here at the program and our lead recruiting analyst at WV Sports Now. So Kevin KJ Thomas tweeted out late Wednesday night that he is decommitting from WVU, wants you to respect his decision. And I also will add this disclaimer to what anyone's opinion is. You should respect his decision. These are kids. They can go wherever they want, whatever is good for them and their family, whatever they think is best. You may think it is not a good decision, but if they do, that's up to them. So we are going to keep the theme of respecting his decision here as he asked for, and thank you, Mountaineer Nation. I will read this quickly before we segue into Carl's thoughts. First, I would like to thank WVU and Mountaineer Nation for all the love and support given to me these past few months. I'm grateful for the opportunity. After long consideration and input from my family, I have decided to decommit from West Virginia University. My recruitment is 100% open. No interviews, please. So we couldn't have him on this show, obviously, based on that last part of the tweet. Carl, Kevin KJ Thomas, player out of the Philadelphia area, certainly could have been part of building that offense back for the Mountaineers. And we've talked about that a lot on postgame shows this season, that the offense is just puttering. And yeah, it's a lot on Jared Daigie at quarterback, and they do need to replace the quarterback position. But needing help around him, needing a playmaker, needing somebody that could help really explode things for an offense, that's a big deal. And this is a West Virginia team that's going to be in flux even next year. A lot of players are going to be gone. Daigie's future in doubt. And a lot of key important positions are not going to be filled for this team. But it's also about more than next year. It's about beyond that. What kind of hit is this? What is your initial reaction to this, number one, before we get to maybe how it affects and why maybe this occurred? What's just your initial reaction? Is there surprise from you? And just your initial thoughts when you heard the news?
Yeah, well, I mean, losing any recruit is obviously a pretty disappointing thing to have happen. Obviously, they're high school kids. It's not unsurprising.
Right.
Him as a special case is pretty surprising. I mean, he's been to two games this year. He had an official visit back in June. He appeared to be a very locked-in kid. He was a big fan of Nico Marcio. They were pretty close. So losing him is obviously big at a football standpoint, but also just as like a surprising, like, oh, wow, I thought he was pretty committed to West Virginia. He had hyped him up in the past. He was all about trusting the climb. So just to see him decommit today, along with Justin Williams, was just a huge, huge surprise.
Yeah, in his graphic, these images he has in his Twitter bio, he's not yet changed everything here. It's still all very WVU. Yeah, he was one of those players locked in for a while. And as you did mention, he was at a couple games this year. Maybe not impressed with the team, as that is a thing. You have these recruits come in. They like the facility. They like what's going on. They like the atmosphere. But they also do look at the product. And the product on the field has certainly been a roller coaster ride this season. Carl Ludwig of WV Sports Now, as we were having a special edition of Mic Drop to kind of discuss a top flight West Virginia recruit decommitting, Kevin KJ Thomas in particular, a 6'2", 190 receiver who certainly could have helped the West Virginia offense moving forward, no matter who is there to lead the helm. You talked about your reaction there, but how big of a hit is this? Can you paint that picture even further in terms of what kind of hit this could be? Because you see the reaction, and a lot of people are kind of saying, well, programs lose recruits all the time, no sweat. And that's very true. But is this a bigger hit than if they would lose another player? This is a team that, in a program that thought they had a top 20 recruiting class coming in, which was to the surprise of some. How big of a hit is losing Thomas?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, he's a bigger guy. Rivals had him as a four-star receiver. He was top 10 in Pennsylvania as a recruit. It's not an easy one to take here. I mean, he was a big-time receiver from the Philadelphia area. He was losing his production is going to hurt, but losing his, like, he was someone who was kind of promoting, building the climb, being right. One here. So, I mean, it's the football hit. Obviously, he'll be a great player, but just his overall, like, excitement and kind of team building that he had promoted the whole year was just a huge blow, because he's one of the one guys that I would have been shocked to see decommit, and he did. I mean, it came out of left field here.
So if somebody asked you if we did a show literally a week ago, and I put money down players that are not going to decommit regardless of what happens, he would have been on that list.
He'd be very high on that list of guys who I would be like, nah, I think he's pretty locked in, just based on talking to him myself, seeing his everything about him. He just seemed very locked in. So this is a very surprising one. And I think it's going to have a long, I mean, like you mentioned, it happens. Guys can decommit all the time, but this is a pretty surprising and tough one to stomach here for West Virginia.
Carl Ludwig here, WV Sports Now. West Virginia does lose Kevin KJ Thomas, receiver out of Philly, as a top-tier recruit, as you mentioned, a four-star kid. And surprising for Neil Brown, who's not really yet won that much at WVU, and he came from a mid-major program to be getting four-star kids. I mean, he was really doing well in terms of recruiting. The X's and O's on the field is maybe a whole nother conversation, but recruiting-wise, major conference football, it's not been a problem for him. Top 20 classes, I mentioned, and even a young quarterback stud potentially coming in as well here in the next couple of years. But this does add other question marks. Does this give you concern that this could lead to other players potentially making this similar decision? Because he kind of was that flag bearer to, hey, join me, come with me. I'm trusting this climb. We've seen ex-players. We've seen alums. We've seen fans not trusting the climb as much as they were trusting the climb even a month ago. Is that going to maybe unravel? Is that a possibility this could unravel and other players that would have been on your list that have no chance of decommitting could join him in saying, hey, I got to try something else. I'm concerned because Neil Brown might not even be there more than a year into my career. Neil Brown would be going into year four in 2022 next year. You only get 5-6 years to do it at a major conference program. That could be in his mind that, hey, I'll be a sophomore and they're going to fire my coach if we don't somehow turn this around quickly. I'm concerned and telling my friends, maybe he's texting them. Hey, I don't know. I'm not going to go anymore. Maybe don't come with me anymore.
Well, that may have already happened. I mean, he wasn't the only one to decommit today. They also lost four-star running back Justin Williams from Michigan. And he was more like kind of a well-known on-the-fence kind of guy, offers from Michigan, Tennessee recently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, losing two four-star recruits in the same night is never what you want to have happen.
No. I mean,
the two of the biggest guys in the program at two premier positions, and to have both of them back off within an hour on the same night is a huge – it's a huge deal. I mean, you can't say it's like, oh, it's whatever. You can't brush it off. Obviously something has led the two top recruits decommitting in the same night.
Yeah. And to paint the picture here, I mean, we do a lot of broadcasts on Pittsburgh Sports Live and WV Sports Now, but we don't necessarily jump in every time a recruit decommits. Cause as Carl could tell you, that would mean we'd be doing shows potentially every hour on the hour at certain times of the year. Ain't anybody got time for that. And it, as some fans have said, that happens all the time. So it would be like we're doing play-by-play for baseball, and there's a crack of a bat, and oh my God, it's going to be a home run out of the park. Like, every ball is not going to be a home run. We'd be jumping the gun a little bit here in terms of freaking out. But this one really did spark the attention. This one certainly felt like it was deserving. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Now, obviously, this could just be an isolated incident. This could be where it was his decision. And if you have a fence leaner also decommit, it could have nothing to do with Kevin KJ Thomas making this decision. Maybe he likes another coach. Maybe he is concerned about Neil Brown's future. who knows? We don't know. He's not taking interviews, so we can't ask the man. But he was one of those players that was very, very committed, was trusting the climb vocally, regardless of what happened on the field. And obviously the season not going the way they would want it. It's not really climbing right now. So, Carl, with that said, well, two questions. And one I'm going to start you with, two more here before we close up shop. But one I'm going to start you with, do you in any way feel this is because of what's going on the field in terms of trusting the climb in this particular season, not going how anybody would want it, including Neil Brown, obviously? You last year win a bowl game. You win a legitimate bowl game over a solid team. You have a year that in a COVID truncated pandemic season, everyone is happy with after the year before of not going anywhere. But you could argue the cupboard was bare. You have to give them that year one. Year two, okay, now you're winning a bowl game. That's climbing. That's where players like this, where Kevin KJ Sampson could say, hey, I'm trusting the climb. That's a quick turnaround. That's a major conference team. That's not too far from me geographically. I can go there. I can buy into that system. Neil Brown called an offensive genius at one point at Troy, and he's getting that program going in the right direction. Obviously, the offseason included conference chaos, conference realignment talk, did shows on that as well, Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. It does leave the Mountaineers in doubt. That could be part of this, too. If I'm a kid, I'm concerned where they're going to be, and if they're not winning, and there's other issues going on, and the ACC doesn't extend the invitation, the Big 12 is adding teams, but is that going to be major conference football? That's still a question mark based on what we have going on around the country, certainly in comparison, and that could certainly hurt TV deal. It could hurt how many eyeballs are on you, et cetera. That could be in the mind. Or you then go into this season after last year feeling like you're climbing and this year just really a roller coaster ride, and that's almost being nice. This is a year that, as we're speaking, they're not even guaranteed to get in a bowl game. They have to win out to get there. And no one feels that's even a guarantee, and one of your opponents is Kansas. So that kind of tells you where the program is right now. Any of that? And we're not in his head. We can't know for sure. But do you feel like any of that could be part of this decision, could be part of hurting his recruiting class, that one of the rare bright spots of this offseason of chaos was a great recruiting class for Neil Brown? We had all that coverage on WV Sports Now. But with everything else going on, being in that negative column, could that now trickle down to affect the recruits?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, personally. I mean, it's the goal is to win. And when a team is 5-5, I mean, that's well, look at Kevin Thomas especially. His top two, it appeared, were West Virginia and Michigan State. And Michigan State now is 8-1.
It'd be more different this year, right?
8-1, top 10 in the country. They just gave their coach an $8.5 million contract per year.
Right.
That's a program heading way, way up right now. They are climbing. West Virginia, 5-5. A lot of doubt, a lot of uncertainty here.
Right.
I'm not saying he's going to go to Michigan State, but those were the two top teams he had in his list. So when you take a step back and look at both of those schools, you see one's winning, doing very well, kind of climbing that ladder, and one's kind of just stuck in a stall. If you putting it nicely, they're kind of going down a little bit. So I mean, winning solves a lot of problems, and when you don't win, it creates a lot of problems. So at this point, it's hard to not say that winning isn't a factor in West Virginia losing a couple of guys today like this.
Yeah, and anybody who also has been saying all year that, okay, this year is not going the way you want it, but it's not that big of a deal because the recruiting class is so great, it'll get fixed quickly. Now, as you're alluding to, that is a concern. You can't just punt years. These kids are watching these games as well. They know what's going on. And it's not like Michigan State. I think when you have it down to those two, it's not like Michigan State is Alabama. Or a prohibited national title contender every single season. They had to climb to, they're looking at major bowl games, you know, once or twice a decade, similar to West Virginia. It wasn't great even a year or two ago. Their climb is just better to this point. And obviously in a tougher conference, at one point, people thought they could win the conference, and that's not out of the question. So they are having a special year for the Spartans, and the Mountaineers are just simply not. Now, I do want to ask you this other question, which will be on the mind of everyone because it's been a topic all year, and now we have an example of a bad season potentially turning into a bad recruiting year, or at least affecting it negatively, to be more fair. How does this affect the future of Neil Brown? Because he previously could have been able to go into Shane Lyon's office and say, I have this top 20 recruiting class. I know this season didn't go how we wanted. We won a bowl game a year ago. However this finishes, stick with me. Trust me. We're in lockstep. Trust the climb. Give me more time. And he's not going to get fired. He's going to get more time, but meaning a longer leash and not be on the hot seat next year as many want to put him. But now we don't know where that recruiting class is going to be ranked because they might lose other players as well, as we talked about earlier, if others decommit from losing Kevin KJ Thomas. So how does losing a player like Thomas, a four-star recruit, out of nowhere in the middle of this poor season, affect the future of Neil Brown as he now will go into year four, as he's still asking people to trust the climb, which has really not climbed to where anybody would want it to be?
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned that his one kind of claim to fame here was the recruiting class. And looking at rivals now, he's 33rd in the country. That's not – you can't go into Shane Lyon's office and be like, oh, I'm top 35 in the country here.
It doesn't have the cachet of top 20, no.
Even if they get like a 7-5 season here, win a bowl game, 35, 30, whatever they're going to be, which they might climb, but they might also – continue to drop as well. That's just not good. That's not something to hang your head on, especially when you have a poor season combined with a declining class that at one point was top 20 in the country, like you said. It's just it doesn't help Neil Brown anyway. It if this continues and they lose even more guys and finish up with a two-game losing streak, I think he has to end the next year with a his seat has to be a little hotter at that point.
It might be scorching. And we're already seeing on Twitter, the former players have totally jumped off the mountain or whatever it was. Yeah. And obviously they're not going to make decisions. And Shane Lyons, I do know for a fact, does trust him and want to keep him around. But eventually the results have to be there. And if the results are not there on the field and the results are not there recruiting, even if the results are there in the press conference for fans and media, out of the three, that's not going to be the one that's going to keep your job. That's not going to be good enough. You probably need the other two to work. And if people don't like you, that might be okay if you're winning and your recruiting class is where you'd want it to be. And that's just not the case right now. Carl, I appreciate the breaking news kind of time that you provided here. You're going to have a lot more coverage on WB Sports Now, a lot more commentary on this. We already have the initial story up, but when you're watching this, you might have a lot more to consume over there at WV Sports Now as well. And again, not normally a recruiting broadcast, not normally shows out of nowhere for kids decommitting, but this is surprising. Maybe not even just so much losing a receiver, a four-star receiver. You can replace talent and athletes. He'll have somebody to catch a football at some point next year or the year after that. But this certainly doesn't, I guess, lend itself to great feelings around the program in the midst of the season they're having, in the midst of what could have been a great recruiting class that now is certainly moved, as you're mentioning, top 20, moving all the way to 33rd. When you watch this, it might even be worse. And that could unravel. So I don't know where any of your trust is right now, but I would imagine the meter on trust is certainly ticking lower than where it was prior to this news. So again, Kevin KJ Thomas does decommit officially, and it's not like it's up in the air in the tweet. He is gone. It's pretty clear. He doesn't want to talk about it. He's breaking up. The relationship is over. You can't go to counseling. You can't salvage it. It's over. He's not going to be playing for West Virginia University, Neil Brown. Nothing against him. He also was nice about it in the beginning, but he's going to be playing somewhere else regardless of where that would be. And Neil Brown has lost a four-star recruit in the midst of this right now. Poor season. So we'll see how it finishes, but it's right now not finishing great in terms of recruiting, to say the very least. Carl Ludwig, OWB Sports Now here. Want to make sure you subscribe to this channel and hit up WB Sports Now for all of Carl's coverage, as well as the rest of our coverage of the Mountaineers and beyond.